Baba Basra, Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis, page 73, side B. Atrei Gishrei Dir Roignag. On two bridges that were on the river, whose name was Roignag. Bishobar Mihai Lahai Umihai Lahai. And the demon was jumping from the Preda that was on this side of the, on this bridge, to the Preda that was on the other bridge. And he held two cups of wine in his hand. And at the time that he was jumping, he was pouring wine from this cup into the other cup. And there wasn't even one drop that fell to the ground. And the reason that this was, and that day it was like the verse in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin Beis, Ava. It was a day that there was a stormy wind, to the fact that the people who were journeying in the boats were going up to the Lev HaShemayim, to the heart of the heavens, and they descend to the deep bottom of the ocean because of the wind. And still, the wine, not a drop of it, fell to the ground. Adashamu b'malchus v'katluo, until they heard this in the house of the king, and then they killed him. Amar Rabba said, Rabba l'didi chozili, I saw Urzila bar Yoima, a re'em, on the day of its birth, and it was so large at the time that it was burned. The Hava Kehar Tover, it was big as the Mount Tover. V'har Tover kamehaver, and what's the size of the Har Tover? Arboi Parsi, four Parsi. U'mishochot tzavrei, and the measure of the size of this, the neck of this reim was losi parsi, was three parsois. Uvei marbato deresha, and when it lie on the ground, the space that the head took up on the ground is parsu palgo, was a pars and a half. Romo kufso, it made excrement, the sover lay liardena. It was so much that it stopped the flow of the Jordan water until the water watered it down. Vamar Abba Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana said, "L'didi chazi liahi akruksa." I saw that akruksa. That's a tzvardeya, the frog, the hava ki akro de char. Chagrunya was so large, like a city, which is called Hagrunya. But Akra Dargunya Kama Havi, what is the size of that place that's called Hagrunya? The Akra Dargunya Shiti Boti, the space of 60 houses. Also Tanino Blo. So a snake came and swallowed that Tzvardeya, the frog. And then, afterward, also Pushkanso, that's a female raven, Bobo Litanina swallowed the snake. The Solik Yosef Bilono, and it went up and it sat on a branch of a tree. Tochazi, come and see, Kamanofish Chela Dilono, how much power does this tree have that the branch can carry such a heavy load? Amar Rapope Bar Shmuel, said Rapope Bar Shmuel, Iloi Havai Hosum Lehemni, if not that I was there and I saw this, I wouldn't believe it. Amar Rabba Bar Barchona, and Rabba, the son of the Rabba, the son of Barchona, said, Zimno Chado Haviko Azlinon Bisfinto. One time I was traveling on a boat. V'chozeinan hahu kavro, the yosvo le ochlo tina b'usye. We saw that large fish that was sitting on the nostril of a small insect, and the insect killed the fish. And the water of the ocean, who don't hold in a dead carcass, pushed out, and they threw the fish on the edge of the river. And when it fell on the dry land, Chorev Minei was destroyed from it because of its size. Shitin Mechoizek. 60 cities. The Ochel Minei Shitin Mechoizek. And it had so much meat so that while it was moist, they ate from his meat 60 cities. So that they also salt it, so that also those who are far away to preserve the meat, so to they salt it, and another shitin chozi ate from it. And from one, the fats of one eye, they were able to fill 300 barrels of oil. And when we came back to this place after 12 months, so we saw Chazinon, we saw the Havikominasre Megarme Metalalto, that they would make planks from its bones, and they built coverings for shade. And they sat to rebuild again the 60 cities that were destroyed from it. Rabbi Bachanan said further, Zimna Chada one time, because Lima Bisvinto, we were going by the boat, Vachazina Nahu Kavra, we saw that fish, the Yosvale Chalsa Gabe, that there was sand that was collected on its back, the Kodach Agmo Ilove, and then there were grass growing on its back. Sabrina Yabeshti, we thought that this was a dry land, that it was like a kind of an island. Visalkinan, so we went out of the boat, Vafinun Bashdin Agape, and we baked and we cooked on top of it. Bekatcham Gabe, when his back got heated up because of the fire, Ishapich. So the dog turned over. He loved the Havi Mekorva Svinto. Had the boat not been close by, Havi Tavino, we would have drowned in the water. Lama Rabbi Bachana said, Zim Nachode Havi Azlina Bisvinto. One time I was going in a boat. Uzgai Svinto Bein Shiyotso de Shiyotso de Chavora. And the boat was floating and going between the two fins of the fish. And because of the size, the great size of the fish, so the time of this going was Tlosi Yoimut, Tlosi Lilvasa, 3 days and three nights. And that all happened when Ihu Biskifa, that the fish was swimming opposite the wind. V'anan b'shipula, but we, the boat that goes the direction of the way the wind runs, v'chiteima, loy misagaya sfina tuva. And if you're going to say that the boat was not going properly and therefore it took such a long time, this isn't true, because Ki Oser Avdimi Amar, when Avdimi came, he said, B'mecham kumkuma de maya. The time that it takes to warm up a kumkum, a pitcher of water, misag yoshiti parse. So then the boat would go 60 parse. Further, Rav Dimi added about the speed of the boat, Vishari Parasha Gidav Akadmalei, that when the Perish when a perish, one who rides the horse would shoot an arrow with his bow on the edge of the river, so this boat would even go before that arrow. So, despite the fact that the boat went so fast, it took 3 days because of the size of the fish. Bam Rabashi, Rabashi says, Ahu gildeno de yamo havayi de isle tre shaitze. There's a kind of a fish whose name is gildeno, and that's from the smaller fish that are in the ocean that has two snapirim, two fins, from the front and from the back, while other fish that only have one fin, set of fins in the middle of the back. One time I was going on the boat, I saw this boat that was staying in the ocean, and the up to her shoulder was in the water, and the head of the bird reached up to the sky, and we said in our hearts that the water is not deep because they only reach the shoulders of that bird. And we wanted to descend to the water to cool ourselves off because of the heat. And a voice went out and said, don't go down to the water. Because before 7 years ago, a metal piece of a Chodesh Eitzim, one who chops wood, fell into the water, and the metal has not yet reached the bottom of the ocean. And the reason that the metal did not reach the bottom is not because that the water was a lot and very deep, that it takes 7 years to go, but rather because the water are flowing very with power, with force, and they go very quickly, and therefore the metal did not sink into the bottom of the ocean. Amrabashi, Bashi says, Hahu, that bird, Ziv Sodai Hu. That's Ziv Sodai, the Ksiva, the Pasuk says, until the Nun, Pasuk Yer Aleph, Yadaiti Koloif Horim, Ziv Sodai Imodi. Yom Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, further, Zimn al-Khada one time, Habiko Azlinon b'Madbara. I was going in the desert, b'Chazinon, and we saw Hanu Avozi, these Avozim, these turkeys. So the Avozi, the Shomdi Gadfayu Mishmanayu, that their feathers were falling off, they fell off because of the fat, the afadar. And underneath them they were drawn and extended rivers of fats. Amina luhu, I said to them, Islam begavaychu chelka la'olma de'osi, is there a portion, is there to us a portion in you in the world to come? Hado chado dole gatfo. So one of the avoisim raised its wings, the chado dole atma, and the other one raised its thigh, and both of them intended to show different sections that they have that are prepared for the tamid chachamim for the world to come. Yasoy lekamid Rabbi Elazar. When I came for Rabbi Elazar, Amar Li said to me, Asidin Yisrael, that Litin Alei and Esadin, the Jewish sinners are destined to give upon themselves the judgment, because through their sins they are preventing Mashiach, and they are causing a Tzar Balachayim, pain to the animals, to those avozim, because of their fats. The simana was ke'afro, the schelto, terakte, akrabol, the silta. The Omar Rabba Babachone, Rabba Babachone said further, zimne chada ve'kozlina be'madbro. One time I was walking in the desert, the islabi ba'adon ha'utayo, and along with us went this Ishmaeli merchant, Dahavi Shokil Afro Merchla. He would take sand from the ground and smell it. The Omar, and based on the smell, he would say, Ho Urchal Duch Taplan. This path leads to this place, and this path leads to this place. Amarin Alay, we said to him, Kamo Mirach Hakino Mimaya. How far are we from water, from a source of water? Omar Lon, he says, Hovuli Afro, give me a little sand from the place so that I know what to answer. Yavinale, we give him. Vamarlon Tumani Parse. So based on the smell, he says we are distant from the water 8 parsois. Tininon Vyavinale. So we repeated and we gave him again sand from another place, and we says, how far are we? What far from a well of water, source of water? Vamarlon de Marachakinant Lose Parse. That we're distant 3 parse. So we wanted to check him out, whether he's actually an expert in this matter. Avchislei, so we turned it around, and we switched this sand with another sand, and we asked the same question, what is the distance of the water? Lo yichilis lei, and we couldn't trick him. Amar li, so there was this merchant, a Yishmaeli merchant, said to me, to achvi loch meisim midbar, come and I will show you those who died from the generation of the desert. Ozle chazisino. So we went to the place in which they lie, and I saw them. Vedomu kemandi mikasmi, and their faces were shining like people who are drunk or blind.